Time now for business. Squarero Kaipakahi and Nicholas Poynton.
Ata Marie, good morning. Coming up in today's business news, another cannabis firm joins Stock Exchange, parting warning from outgoing FMA boss, and I'll have the latest from the financial markets. The local stock exchange gets a new entrant today. Taranaki-based Greenfern Industries debuts on the NZX under a compliance listing, meaning there's no share sale. The company has a capitalisation of about $21 million and is yet to return a profit. It generates most of its revenue from the sale of hemp-based products and electricity from a small hydro station it owns. Co-founder and managing director Dan Casey says listing will return value to shareholders and give it access to funds for growth.
This industry, it is quite capital reliant. You do need monetary backing in order to grow and seize on the opportunities as they arise. So, you know, we can't have our blinkers on. We've got to be looking far and wide. And if an opportunity comes up, you want to be able to seize that sort of straight away. So having access to a capital market, being a publicly listed company, is key for the future growth. We can only go so far as a private company.
Greenfern plans to focus on supplying dried cannabis to firms making medicinal products in the future. Well, the outgoing head of the Financial Markets Authority says the finance sector, particularly banking and insurance, still needs to improve in how consumers are treated and meeting the highest ethical as well as financial standards. Rob Everett leaves at the end of the month after 7 years at the authority. He says the industry is losing its complacency, but it's disappointing it took Australia's banking scandal and the subsequent New Zealand survey of behaviour to get change underway. Mr Everett says there's still a lot of work to do.
For the sectors we licensed early, fund managers and the financial advisors were probably more than halfway there. But with banking and insurance, I think particularly insurance, you know, we're only barely off the ground, really. And so I would say that probably there's another 5 years of constant expectation setting and the occasional wielding of the stick.
Mr. Everett says the odds are financial markets face a serious downturn, perhaps in the near term, which will be more challenging than the start of COVID last year.
You do look at asset prices and think they're pretty frothy. You're starting to see interest rates move in a different direction. You're starting to see quantitative easing being taken off. You know, my best guess would be, you know, during the tenure of my successor, that, you know, markets will have a more prolonged wobble.
Rob Everett is to head the Crown-owned venture capital fund, New Zealand Growth Capital Partners, and he'll be succeeded by Samantha Barris. Well, turning now to the markets, and Wall Street has been pushed higher following some strong profit forecasts from some of the health stocks. That's pushed the Dow Jones a third of a percent higher. The S&P 500 is up a fifth of a percent, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ is down a third of a percent. Our own top 50 index rose more than a third of a percent yesterday, gaining 48 points to 13,114. The New Zealand dollar has shown some real strength. It's trading at 72 US cents, 95.9 Australian, 52.1 British pence, 0.616 euro, 82.2 Japanese yen, and 4.60 Chinese yuan. Brent crude oil is up half a percent to $85.50 a barrel, and gold is up $15 to $1,784 an ounce. And finally, one of the country's big supermarket operators has repeated its willingness to make changes to improve competition and service to consumers. Foodstuffs North Island, which runs the New World and Pack and Save chains, says it agrees with suggestions such as codes of conduct, transparency of information, and pricing. The comments come as the Commerce Commission today starts public hearings on its draft market study into the retail grocery